segment of the show where you, the audience, decides the fate of an up-and-coming talent. Do they have what it takes to become big and famous rock stars? Or should they pack their bags, move back home with mom and dad, and start working on what they refer to as Plan B? Should I stay
or should I go? Have you lost your head?
Thank you, football helmet. All right, the band we have on today is this one guy, one-man band. His name is Andy Rehfeldt. He's a musician right here from Los Angeles, and as a one-man band, he sings, he plays guitar. Well, I guess we know what that is. Yeah, you're a one-man band.
You're good.
Bass, keyboard, drum,
all that you hear is him.
His genre of music can be described as hard rock and pop punk with lighthearted lyrics.
Pretty much everything.
Hard rock with lighthearted lyrics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nick's. All right. On the phone, we have Andy. Hello, Andy.
Hello, you guys. I love you guys.
Andy.
Thank you, buddy.
Hi.
Since you're a one-man band, did you also record and produce everything yourself?
I had my friends Grant Cornish and Scott Friedman produce these two songs.
Okay.
I got them in. Sorry.
You got him in. Let's see. How long have you been a one-man band? Have you been in other bands before and they kick you out so you have to be a one-man band?
No. I've played in many bar bands for many years.
Yep.
And blown out my ears. And now I just like to do it all myself.
You blew out your ears?
Well, yeah, I played guitar, and I didn't wear earplugs. That'll happen, man.
Yeah, that'll happen. Yeah,
yeah. My ears are brashed.
All right, so you've been playing. What age did you start playing music and instruments?
Probably about six years old. My parents are musicians.
Oh, really?
Do you still play out by yourself as a solo act?
I do. I play with live bands every once in a while. And I can put together a band just like that and play my tunes anywhere I want.
Was
let me.
You said your mom and dad were both musicians. Were they famous?
No, my dad was a professor at a university, and my mom was a piano teacher and a church organist.
All right. Yeah. So it's kind of like Frosty's background. Grew up in a musical family. They owned a music store, and he plays instruments, and he can pick up music like that. Did you ever have lessons, or just naturally just were able to do it?
My parents did teach me. My mom taught me piano, and my dad taught me, flute and bassoon.
Bassoon?
Wow.
Yes, bassoon.
He can blow a double reed.
Is there a bassoon solo in this song we're about to hear?
No bassoon solo. All right. Sorry.
Maybe next time. Mm-hmm. All right, so you sent us a couple songs to debut for our audience. Now, it's very important the song you choose to play first, because if the audience likes that first song, they will call 1-800-955-KLOS, and they will say, stay, Andy has to stay and pursue his dreams, or they'll say, go, Andy has to go away. Now, if they say go, we'll never hear that second song, and if they say stay, we will hear the second song. So it's very important what song you come out with, because you don't want them to like the second song more than the first, and that they never heard it. So what are we going to hear first?
We are going to hear Turtling in Traffic Again.
What's the first word?
Turtling. Turtling means having to go number two.
Turtling.
Turtling.
Oh, like turtle head poking out.
Yeah, okay.
He's turtling in traffic again.
Okay.
It's a song about being stuck in traffic when you got to go poo. Here he is, Andy Rehfeldt.
Thank you. Spider-Man, turning the traffic again.
It's almost over. They don't want me to be unbeatable.
Turning the traffic again. Should have eaten that old Spider-Man. Turning the traffic again.
His name is Andy Rayfelt, and it's a stay from me, Andy. Oh, I shouldn't have eaten that multivitamin. Oh, my God, Andy. That's awesome. Love you, dude. You're fun, and you are talented as a musician. I definitely say stay. I would love to see you open our party and, you know, our birthday bash at the end of the year. So hopefully everyone agrees with me, and we can get to a lot of stays for you, because I think it's awesome.
Beck loves it.
All right. What do you think of Andy Rayfelt?
I mean, I get it. So I feel the same way you do. I mean, extremely talented musician, and then I get it. So it's fun. And we were all singing along. I mean, we knew it. We were singing along, and it's fun. So I say stay.
I think, Andy, you rang all the bells. I think we were entertained.
Yeah.
Clearly, you're a good musician. The song was fun. It reminded me of the mindset of people who like Frank Zappa.
There's yes, great... I love Frank Zappa.
There you go. San Alfonso's Pancake Breakfast. Watch out where the Huskies go. Don't you eat that yellow snow. There's some great musicianship behind a very, very tongue-in-cheek sense of humor. I love that. I'd like to hear
and
it.
And it's so relatable. We all know it's like, oh, my God, sweating. Oh,
oh
man,
yeah, squirming and sweating.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
We can all relate.
Yes.
All right, Eric, what do you think of Andy Rayfelt?
Well, listen, he's horrible. Let's be honest. He's a terrible, terrible singer.
I love him.
Oh, come on. Put him on The Voice. Nobody's turning their chairs around. He's awful. And I tuned out the second he started singing, but then something happened through the middle of the song where it was predictable and catchy enough to where I was going, turn the traffic again!
Yeah, right.
So I'm going to reserve my vote until the second song. Ooh. I do think he deserves a second chance.
Well, that means
because he actually is a talented musician. He's doing all of the instruments, so you have to keep that in mind. There is talent there, but he's a horrible singer. And I mean, so I'm going to reserve my vote.
Andy, I got to ask you, are all of your songs, like, humorous like that? Or, I don't want to use the word serious.
They said lighthearted lyrics.
Yeah. Are they all like that?
Yes. I've tried to write serious lyrics, and they make me vomit, so.
Okay. That's why I like you, Andy. So let's go to the phones as they came in and find out what Wayne has to say about Andy Rayfelt. What do you think, Wayne?
Hey, at the beginning, I said go. But man, they got into it. That was hard. That was bitching. I loved it.
Hell yeah, Wayne.
I say
thank you.
A big stay from Wayne right there. Now, if you can't get through on the phone right now, but you would like to vote, you can go to fhfshow.com and vote online. We do combine the call-in votes with the online votes, and the BAMPs, the highest percentage of stay versus go. Get invited to play our birthday bash. So,
By the way, Wayne said they. It's not a they. That's one
that's
man
just
making
Andy.
All that sound.
It's all
so,
him.
Doing all that. We got Coma Ted. Hey, Coma.
Hey, I'd like to say something right now. I think that he should stay. He is really good, talented. He's the bomb diggity. He's really good. And cream corn.
Oh, thank you, Coma
so
Ted.
Got the demographic of people who have awakened from a coma.
Yes.
Bomb diggity. He was in a coma for a long time.
Hey, Tommy, what do you think of Andy Rayfelt?
Well, I'm pretty amazed. I'll have to say, he's rocking, he's popping, he's happening. This guy has talent, and he can only get better.
Thank you, Tommy. And how about that compliment there, Andy?
Oh, that guy's awesome.
So far, we got three stays, zero goes, and Eric on the phone. Hello, Eric.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Eric. What do you think, stay or go on Andy Rayfelt?
I'm definitely going to have to say stay. It reminds me of Steel Panther almost.
Oh, yeah, right.
With the lyrics.
There you go. Thank you so much, Eric. Matt is next. Hey, Matt.
Yes, I thought it was absolutely great. I think he should stay.
All right, now we're at five stays, zero goes. Could be a clean sweep for Andy Rayfelt. We've had some great, great bands in the beginning of 2019.
Yeah, that was good. I liked it.
We've had some clean sweeps and some close ones. And
but
so,
nobody has stunk. They've all been good.
Andy's right there with five stays, zero goes. So, Andy, I'm going to give you three names, okay? And I'm going to let you choose your own fate if you get the clean sweep or not. Here's three names. Pick one. Alex, Greg, or Gage?
I'm going to go with Alex.
Go with Alex.
I feel like every week there's an Alex. You notice that?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Alex.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys. You could give Andy Rehfeldt a clean sweep. What do you say? Stay or go?
Guys, I'm really sorry to mess it up, but it's going to be a go for me.
Oh.
Why? Why, Alex? Why?
The reason why is the music is awesome. I mean, the music is excellent. I love that it's really, really, really good. But it's the vocals that I didn't like.
Mm. All right. All right. Mm. Can't win them all there, Andy.
So and Alex's.
We got one go. All right. I'll give you some more names. All right. Here we go, Andy. Gage, right. Harmony, or Scott?
I'm going to do Scott.
Oh, Scott. All right, Scott. What do you say about Andy Rehfeldt? Stay or go?
Stay, man.
It's a stay!
Here you go, Scott. Thank you.
All right, that means we will get a taste of this second song from Andy Rehfeldt. Now, if you didn't get through on the phone, like I said, vote online, fhfshow.com. Hopefully, we'll see Andy play our birthday bash with all your turtle heads poking out.
I don't think Andy deserved that one blemish, that one go. He was that good.
One little mark on the negative. But, all right, what's the name of the second song called, Andy?
The second song is called Brownie Points from Jesus.
Okay. Brownie Points from Jesus. All right, does he have two bullets in that chamber? Let's hear it from Andy Rehfeldt.
I helped an old lady cross the street today. I'm getting brownie points from Jesus. I said hi to people in a friendly way. I'm getting brownie points from Jesus. I didn't say the ever for at least an hour. I didn't masturbate when I was taking a shower. I saw a gangbanger and I gave him a flower. I'm getting brownie points from Jesus. At the IHOP today, I'm getting brownie points from Jesus. They screwed up my order, but I said it's okay. I'm getting brownie points from Jesus. I gave a bag of chips to a homeless man. I heard it wanted chips when I was on the can. I didn't go in line at Disneyland. I'm getting brownie points from Jesus. I got my brownie points from Jesus. St. Peter will tell me that I can't stay. Cause I got my brownie points from Jesus.
I'm gonna make a horrible
some fun. We'll throw a big party to a quarter to one. If they ask about my sins, I'll just play dumb and show them my points from Jesus. My 10 brownie points from Jesus. I got my brownie points from Jesus.
Andy Rehfeldt
Andy.
Is
God.
A master. I love you, dude. Love you so much.
Played all those instruments.
Seriously, he's
everything.
I think he should be the official one-man band of the Frosty Out of Your Frank show, yeah. Since he does all that stuff. That was absolutely amazing.
Andy, you're a hell of a drummer, by the way. Just jeez. That alone, you're great.
Woo. Thank you.
Yeah, that's great stuff. So that second song, if you thought it was a go, that second song changed your mind. Be sure and go online and vote for Andy Rehfeldt for a stay on Should I Stay or Should I Go at fhfshow.com.